Hello, today is October 8th, 2013. I am Ashley A. Knapp of ashleyanapp.com. I am an illustration and writing student. Today, I went to my Anatomy for the Artist class where we did several gestures, which I use Conte for on newsprint, and then we did a longer drawing. I also use Conte for that. I've been using Bristol board lately because Bristol board does not fold, which has been the biggest problem with a lot of my old drawings. A lot of them are damaged because they were on loose paper. And my living conditions have been cramped lately. And I'm just not a very pristine, careful person to begin with. So Bristol, I've been using this entire semester. It's a little bit pricier than using white drawing paper, but none of my drawings have gotten damaged yet. And when I carry them around, they don't get creased or anything. But I worked on it for about an hour, and then I got sick of it, so I started a new one. And I was feeling very frustrated by my drawing being bad, and I started getting really depressed and sad, and I was like, oh no, I'm being crushed by ennui again. Why? And then I left the classroom, and my husband touched my face, and he said, you're running a fever. So, yeah, that's something if you didn't know about me, is when I run a fever, I get really depressed. Like, I'm like, I feel terrible. This must mean I'm really sad. But I wasn't really sad, I was just running a fever. So instead of having D&D today, we just came home, watched television. I watched the CG movie Escape from Planet Earth, and I watched the new season of Kuroko's Basketball, which is an animated Japanese cartoon about basketball. And I watched a clip show episode of Transformers Prime about Starscream. Usually don't share this stuff, but I just thought I'd share my media intake for today for whatever reason. Probably because I'm still running a fever. Additionally, I checked out Freelancer. I bid on several jobs the other day. I'd gotten two responses. One, this one guy was winning character designs for his fantasy novel, and he said that he liked my skill, and that he had a certain style he was into right now, and he was going to send me some samples and ask if I could imitate that style. So I told him I'm not at the Alex Ross level, which is kind of like this hyper-painterly, realistic superhero stuff. Just Google it. Most of his stuff's pretty safe. But I'm pretty confident in my skills to illustrate appealing characters. And another person who was really vague on their thing, they said their budget was like $40 and they needed this many designs. And I was like, well, wait, is that $40 per design or what? And what's your project about? And then they messaged me back with this huge thing with lots of links to different images. And they said they were making an erotica website and they paid $9 per image. One, you cannot hire an erotica artist for $9 an image. Like, most artists work for cheap, but even erotica artists charge... The difference between a normal image and an erotic image is an erotica artist charges about 10 times, 5 to 10 times more than they would normally charge because of the stigma. Like, and there's just not very many people willing to do it. Like, I told him, you know, I said, I'm sorry. Like, no, I don't draw that stuff. Some people do it for free, but no, like, not me. So that was a dead end, but hopefully this character design one will come through, and I still need to finish coloring those t-shirt designs, which I hope will be done pretty soon. And what else did I do today? Oh, I'm still reading Witches Incorporated by K.E. Mills, which is pretty good. It's not as funny as the first one, but it's really getting me in the mood to write again. And hopefully I'll start feeling better here soon. Alright, thank you for listening. Bye.